What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews, all the everything that we got on there if you haven't been to our website lately. Also, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's the day after July 5th, Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all the Prince fans in North Decatur.
North Decatur.
North Decatur, where it's greater, right?
Trying to stay cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Easier said than done.
Greg, I got to correct you right there.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
These would be Morris Day fans.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Well, I was stuck
the
in Minneapolis.
The Tom got fans, too, you know.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
And Jimmy and Terry.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, Jerome looks like Bo Jackson. I don't care what anybody says.
I was about
says.
To say, and Jerome.
And Jerome looks like, okay, you left Jerome out. I got Jerome in there.
Yeah, make a living holding up a mirror.
Jerome. Well, you know he is. He's that modern day then, Danny Ray.
Right, okay, right, yeah. Right.
He was divorced. Can I tell my Prince thing that I was going to tell earlier?
Prince thing. What
okay,
Prince
I
thing
asked you guys about guitar players.
Yeah.
This is this story reminds me when I heard it of what happened when Magic Johnson was told about who won the Rookie of the Year, when he was preparing to go into game or going into the finals with Philadelphia, his rookie year, and we know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he was told the Rookie of the Year vote had come in, and he says, did I win it? And he says, no. Nah. And they told him, and he asked, well, was it close between him and Larry Bird? And he went, no. And Larry Bird got 63 votes, and Magic got 3. Rookie of the Year. That's right.
Okay.
That's what propelled him to go out and do what he did, which we now know is one of the greatest feats in basketball history for a rookie.
Yeah.
42-7 and whatever he scored in that last game, without Kareem. I say that because have you seen the video of the tribute they did to George Harrison? It was Tom Petty and a lot of guys from the Traveling Wilburys were there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lynne.
As my guitar gently weeps.
George Harrison's son was playing, and it's the famous concert where Prince shows up, and he's in the red hat,
mm-hmm.
the red top. Have you seen that? Y'all, if you've not seen this, go look at this tribute to George Harrison, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these, like I said, Traveling Wilburys guys, all these great guitar players.
Tom Petty, Ray Vaughan.
Exactly.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan. Mm-hmm.
And Tom Petty's doing the singing. But Prince is there with his guitar. And if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. But it is one of the great videos of all time. And you get to see what kind of musician he is. But the reason I bring this up is because I didn't know this ahead of time. Earlier that day, Rolling Stone magazine came out with their list of the 100 greatest mm-hmm. guitar players, mm-hmm. and Prince wasn't on it.
He wasn't on it.
He yep. was not on it.
Which is insane.
And that night is when he went out, kind of like I said, with Magic.
Yeah,
he went out that night and showed everybody, not only should I have been on that list, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Because he hit the mic drop with it.
And he did, and then did a surf,
mm-hmm.
An audience surf. It was crazy. He was cracking up George Harrison's kid. But go back and look at that video from him and how he played that night. I'm telling you. It's just it and the motivation, and now knowing that behind it, the motivation for it. And he didn't say a word. And again, he threw his guitar
mm-hmm.
into
that was the mic drop.
Stand, and then left, walked off just like Prince. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Noel, where do we start? Do we start with your hate for South Carolina and Hootie, or do you want
to start with Hootie and the Blowfish, because that's going to lead us into everything else I want to do. So, yeah, not a fan at all. And, like, I actually like country music, right? So it has nothing to do with the type of music they do or the lyrics they use. I don't like his voice.
Well, he sings everything.
He does. I just don't like his voice.
He sings gospel, R&B. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
And I haven't enjoyed any of it.
Tell that country song of his. I love that song.
I haven't enjoyed any of it.
It's just
like, even
voice,
when I was working retail, I was like, you know, you would hear songs in the background or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening but not listening. And all of a sudden, he sung a word a particular way. And I was like, that sounds like Darius Rucker. And I Shazammed it, and that's exactly who it was. And I was like, yep.
See, that answers
why I don't like this.
From Jump? Or is it, was
yeah, from Jump. I've never, I just never, he never moved me. It just, I don't know. I don't know why. He just never moved me. Mm. But who does move me out of the state of South Carolina is your very own Atlanta Dream, Alisha Gray, as she is headed to the All-Star Game as a starter.
How about that?
Yes, clap it up for Alisha.
Yeah.
Clap it up for Atlanta. Y'all voted her seventh overall in fan voting. That is pretty good considering our market. The media and the players picked up the rest of the slack by voting her number one overall All-Star player as we continue this season, because as I've been pounding the table on this station and saying, Alisha Gray is a serious MVP contender. And winning another Eastern Conference Player of the Month award back-to-back just solidifies that idea of her being an MVP candidate. So South Carolina gets a pickup there for me from Alisha Gray. You know, I may not like Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker, but y'all got
Carolina
one.
South Carolina famous? Well, give me somebody else famous from South Carolina. I don't know.
Well, we just people who went to South Carolina. Obviously, Sterling Sharp, who just goes to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
South Carolina.
How you feel about the Sharps?
Both of them didn't go there now.
Okay. No, I'm talking about from there. Like, who's from
South Carolina.
Yeah, they're from there. Darius and them boys, they're from there.
Okay. I'm trying to think who
I can't think of nobody from South Carolina.
Yeah, nobody but Asia Wilson.
you're a Chicago Bears fan, William Perry.
Okay.
I didn't know Refrigerator's
from South Carolina.
He's from Aiken, South Carolina.
Oh, well, there we go.
Well, I love me the fridge.
From Aiken, South Carolina.
I tell you who else. Shout out Doug and Ryan.
The Stews.
Yeah, okay. Doug and Ryan. Yeah. Somebody thought that was us yesterday.
Yeah, somebody said, y'all the Stews?
Like, not quite. Like, you took it back.
Right after saying, well, y'all the Stews, right?
I'm like, yeah, you took it back, but thank you for listening.
So shout out to Doug and Ryan.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was that was funny yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
You should have said yeah.
No, I would have gotten back to him.
Hilarious.
Well, about All-Star voting, you dip your toe into this thing about how the players voted for or against certain players? Because that has made some, even Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale beat the table. Two tweets. Used every character possible.
Fill everybody in on what you're talking about.
So like I was stating earlier, Alisha Gray was voted number one player by the players and the media that vote for All-Star ranking. Well, some media members took exception to that because they felt like Caitlin Clark should have been number one across the board. Fan, media, players. So Dick Vitale went on a two-tweet rant about how the players were ungrateful and jealous and all these things that Caitlin has provided for them, but didn't tweet not one basketball reason as to why this lady should be voted number one player to go into the All-Star game. Now, mind you, Greg, by winning the fan vote, she's already automatically captain of the East.
Yeah.
You're already automatically captain with this quad injury and missing 56% of the season so far. And leading the lead in turnovers.
I was impressed with her team this week. They beat.
We were going to go to that, too.
They beat Minnesota and won the Commissioner's Cup
without Caitlin.
With her sitting there, which kind of bodes for what you might see later on in the season. But that's one game. I don't know about a series.
Well, I mean, on a show the other night, too, without Caitlin. And it looked like more of a defensive show. And I was going to bring that up, too, with Indiana. Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing you watch for as you get down to, you know, head to a playoff time with them. Because the season record is not that impressive.
No.
But
if they can pick up some steam and some stride in what they're learning how to do right now is play without Caitlin.
Yeah.
They don't look the same, but they're getting the results you want, which are wins. Like when they played the other night, it looked like more of a defensive bog down game, a game that's more in like a Sophie Cunningham, Lexi Lowell, shout out to Lexi Lowell, wheelhouse than, you know, like an all-out shooter. And then you got Kelsey Mitchell and Aaliyah Boston holding it down offensively. Yeah. And they was able to hold that team to, I think they beat that team by like 16, 17 points.
I was amazed how that game turned.
Exactly. So
I was watching and I was like, man, they're just pulling away from them. You know.
So I won't say that they're better without Caitlin, but they're learning how to win without the shooting ability of Caitlin or her being the halo-centric player on the floor.
And to be honest, her shooting kind of tailed off recently, too.
I'm calling it a sophomore slump, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's had some hot games, like when she was here in State Farm Arena, like she was shooting the lights out there. But then it started to taper off a bit. Like, I think she's had three or four really good, like, Caitlin Clark marquee games in the, like, nine that she's been able to play. They've played, at this point, I think 19, 20 games. It doesn't really scream all-star out on the paper. Like, there are some players that would be lucky to even squeak in a reserve spot with these type of numbers and stats and showing on the court, but we're going to be all-star captain. So I really didn't understand all the drama there. But as far as the Fever are concerned, learning how to win without Caitlin is really a problem for the rest of the league, in my concern.
What about the number two fan vote in the East?
The number two fan vote was Sabrina Ionescu, right?
No, Sabrina was five. Number two is Paige Buckets.
Oh, yeah, number two was Paige Buckets. I mean, that doesn't really surprise me. People love Paige. They love her energy. Mm-hmm. They love her personality. And I really think her plus DeJounay Carrington has that Dallas market really galvanized.
They're turning it around.
Mm-hmm. They made a big trade. They sent Nalisa Smith away to the Aces, who desperately need a center right now with Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. Should be having her baby soon. Shout out Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. Mm-hmm. But with her being out and not on the floor, they haven't really had a center. So they made a trade with Dallas to go get Nalisa Smith. So she goes to Dallas, and DeJounay is still out with an injury. But they've been learning how to play with each other as well. And I think Lee LaRue is a big part of that. And that was a big reason that we lost the last time we saw Dallas.
Yeah.
That is Noel, of course, our producer, WNBA segment here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, tell me if I got this right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The question first is... Well, not the question, but the statement is, with all the movement we saw before the season started, in the last offseason,
mm-hmm.
with all the movement and a lot of one-year deals, as I remember correctly, is that all gearing up for this contract, the new contract?
Yes, all gearing up for the CBA.
So my question is, what is, if anything, going to be a noticeable difference with this league, with this new contract? Is it TV availability as far as visibility? What is it that's going to change that we're going to notice with this new contract?
Well, like, we don't really have a list of what they're looking for, but it, you know, just being a sports fan and watching sports and paying for it and all the things that we do it on our end, you kind of have an idea of what they're looking for. In increased TV revenue, you need more than just ION to be able to air these games,
yeah.
And you need to be able to air them. You need to be able to air more than just three games on one night. Because right now, you're airing three games at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, and then you may not get another game until Saturday, and then those games are stacked on top of each other.
Yep.
So it's not optimal for viewing.
Yep. You got ABC doing some. You got CBS is doing some. CBS is doing a select number of games with Dawn Staley in studio.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be nice.
You know? So, I mean, you got that.
Right now, they don't make any NIL money. I'm calling it all NIL money because that's what it is. They don't make any jersey money right now. So they're looking to get their jersey revenue. Like, they're looking to get on par with where we're headed, because if you guys listen to She Knows Sports on Saturdays at 7 o'clock on 929 The Game,
mm-hmm.
she was saying this morning that the league is growing rapidly right now. Like, what it costs to go get a team, today's price is not yesterday's price. What it costs to get the Dream, or what it costs for somebody to buy the Liberty off of a different owner, is not what it costs Joe Lacob to get the Valkyrie started up there in Golden State. And it's only ramping up there, and the players want, you know, their paycheck to reflect the growth.
And is there going to be a conversation sometime soon when we talk about getting out of that arena? Now, you can't necessarily go to State Farm because that place is packed. You see
you can.
For a full season?
Yeah, they've done it before, Greg. That's where they were. They were at Phillips Arena. They were not always
at
Gateway.
Excuse me.
At that time it was Phillips
right,
Arena.
Right.
So they was at Phillips Arena.
They played up at Gwinnett for
so
a while.
So then when does that happen, if it does at all? Because you're talking about the growth.
Yeah,
and
right.
They're going to outgrow where they're playing right now.
And that's the conversation that they're going to have with State Farm and how to get back in there, because they only left State Farm during the renovation. And then for whatever reason, they couldn't come up with an agreement for them to get back in, so they stayed in Gateway. But now, even if you have to cover the top deck, and you only sell 10,000 seats, well, that's already triple what you're doing at Gateway.
Well, you got some. You got a couple other places
in
town.
I was going to say, you got Infinite Center.
Well, you got a couple other places in town. You got Georgia Tech and you got Georgia State.
True.
So you got a couple other places
in town.
So, again,
if you can get a venue where you can get 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 seats.
Right. A new arena is in will be, you think, not long down the road for this team.
Well, not a new arena, but just
more like a new location.
That's what I mean. A new location.
Yeah, to your point, you got Georgia State right there. You got Georgia Tech right there. You got options.
And the folks down in Clayton County are adding this place at the end of South Lake Mall.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking seating capacity is going to be around 8,000 seats in that.
They could do that.
You know, so, I mean, they're going to throw their hat in the ring, too. They're already trying to take the state basketball tournament from Macon.
Ooh.
You know, so
that would be nice, actually.
And then the best thing that could happen for the Dream is to have them stick a team right up the street up there in Nashville.
But that's just it. We added three teams. How disappointed were you that they didn't get a regional rival for the Dream this week? I mean, Cleveland and Detroit are nice. Philadelphia is nice. I would have liked them seeing Charlotte or Nashville to give Atlanta a regional rival.
There are three places that I feel desperately need a team because the South is not a region. The South is just us and Dallas. That's
all.
So there are three places that I was really hoping to hear, and I'm hoping that it's going to be on the next wave of expansion, and that's, to Sam's point, North Carolina because they have a rich basketball history, Tennessee because they have a rich basketball history, and Houston because the Comets own the first four championships of the league, and they don't even exist.
Yeah.
They own the first four MVPs, and they don't even exist.
Yeah.
We need the Houston Comets back just for the WNBA history alone. And
Daryl Swoops and Cynthia Cooper.
Exactly. Man.
They've been in the news for all the wrong reasons, though, this last couple of years.
Well, Swoops has, but not Cooper. Cooper's coaching.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Cooper chilling. So.
Anyway, listen, thank you. And that is what do we call this?
This is WNBA breakdown. This is WNBA breakdown.
Not Noel 2.0?
WNBA X's and O's.
I like Noel 2.0. Actually, we got her partner coming up in a minute.
Exactly.
Because
indeed,
we go from Noel, we got her radio partner, which can be heard when?
On Thursday nights at 10 o'clock, you can find me and Jason Longshore throwing darts at people we don't like on The Intersection. And I think when Jason comes up next, he will be throwing some darts himself.
Uh-oh. Between you and who? I wonder who he's going to go after. You taking Hootie down, and Jason's after. We'll find that up next. Jason's going to come on and get us set for Atlanta United and D.C. United, which kick off at 7:30 tonight. Pre-kick at 6:30. You can't get in front of a TV. We got it for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this 5th day of July, Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend mornings. We were here with you yesterday. We're here with you today. And we'll be back next week. And so I want to thank you for that. Anyway, today is the day, birthday of the of an actor's actor. It's one of those not necessarily considered a, well, movie star, but an actor's actor. I think she feels like she's that, because she has done a handful of shows since the role that made her most famous. And actors do that. They don't rest on their laurels. The real actors get back up, and they do more. And this is Edie Falco I'm talking about.
Okay.
Carmela Soprano. Mm-hmm. It is her birthday today. So she is considered an actor's actor. So there you go. I want to throw that out there. As we welcome in the man who is going to get us set for Atlanta United versus DC United, he'll be on the call with our own Mike Conte tonight. The pre-kick is at 6:30, kick at 7:30. And as we welcome Jason Longshore on, we were told that you have somebody in your sights too. Noel went after Darius Rucker, I should say, and the entire state of South Carolina earlier. But she said that Jason gonna come on here, and he got his eyes set on somebody too. So we're curious as to who that is.
I'm kind of curious as well, actually. I didn't know Noel was gonna go after Darius Rucker. First off,
I know, right?
I'm a little confused.
Who goes after him? But she got a problem.
What happened? What did Darius do?
All right, well, you can ask her. That's your partner. You guys are on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
right.
Come on,
right.
Noel. Your partner's asking you a question. Might as well do a little show that you guys do on Thursday nights.
Yeah, if this was Thursday, he would have got a dart thrown at him, because I just don't like his voice. But this is Greg's fault. I did not wake up and say, I'm going to take shots at Darius Rucker. And I did not take shots at the state of South Carolina. I like South Carolina. I don't like Darius Rucker.
You said he's the worst thing to come out of South Carolina.
Right. That means South Carolina has a lot of other beautiful things.
By the way, I got a list of famous people from South Carolina.
There's far worse things to come out of South Carolina, number one. And two, I would go up to the dartboard and take the dot matrix print of Darius Rucker's face off of the dartboard before you threw darts.
Because he can do that.
I like Darius Rucker.
See?
He can rescue
Darius
Rucker.
That's how this works.
Yes, that's how darts work.
That's how y'all do it?
Yeah. So he went and rescued Darius off the board. So there we go.
Did you notice, Sam, how they do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard it. Ever is a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
But I think Greg had already rescued him off the dartboard for you, Jason, but, you know.
It's just an opinion. You know, I'm sure Jason has got some people that he don't like that you don't have a problem with.
No, I'm usually the one that gets their logo taken down. I usually agree with him and Miles. Shout out to super producer Miles Williams. It's usually me that has I'm usually the only one on my own island, but I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, Jason, as we sit here hours before today's match, and just we've talked to you on a regular basis about this team throughout the year. Where are we at right now in talking about Atlanta United?
You got to start winning some games on the road, and the next two on the road are games that this team should win. You know, you're playing two teams that are right up in front of you in the Eastern Conference. Two teams that, I mean, you look at DC United and you look at the stats, they're actually really, really similar in terms of two teams that are producing more opportunities to score goals than they're actually scoring goals. And that's a problem. They're giving up more goals than they should be giving up. And that's a problem. And two teams that, you know, need something here. The good thing on the Atlanta United side facing DC is I think they're a little more one-dimensional in the way that they attack. They have a great striker in Christian Benteke, who's been battling injury, came back in the last game off the bench. You would expect him to be in position to start this one. And you know what you're going to see. He's just really good at it. He's one of the best players in the air that this league has ever seen. So you've got to cut off crossing. You've got to try to defend him as best as you can in the air. But the best way to do that is to cut off the supply line if you can. And Atlanta United's been pretty good about not allowing a lot of crosses from teams. But it's kind of, again, the mirror image, because Atlanta has been good at getting crosses in, and DC United is pretty good at defending crosses. So it feels like a game with two teams in a really similar spot. Something's got to give, and it's probably going to be decided out in the wide positions tonight.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this guy, Jason Longshore. And he is social. Always find him at Longshore. Always find him at Longshore. Addition, subtraction, a good thing, bad thing, not playing last weekend. How does that help this team? And do they make the most of this team this time on the road? Sometimes time on the road can be really, really good for a team, and you see it. It can have a galvanizing effect. Are you seeing any of that with this team?
I think the game that got rescheduled last Saturday, the Miami game, because they advanced in Club World Cup, I think that's actually a really big help for this group. I think it gives you time to be on the training pitch at home and rest a little bit, but also you've got some guys out. You know, it's going to be one more game that you should be at closer to full strength, especially on your back line. When that one gets rescheduled later on, you're one game closer to getting guys like Tristan Muyamba back into the midfield. Steven Gregerson, Derek Williams still out on the back line. I thought Efrain Morales played okay in game one this season in Columbus. I don't really, look at him as a major issue in that. And when you look at the matchup today with DC United, getting another week plus of training with the group for Efrain Morales, because he's going to be counted on today. He's the best player that you have available in the air. And when you're dealing with somebody like Benteke, you have to be able to match that. And Morales has history with defending Benteke. He hasn't started a whole lot of games for the first team for Atlanta United, but he has played against Christian Benteke before, and he has had success in that matchup. So I think getting that extra bit of time on the training pitch as opposed to the short rest game, going to Fort Lauderdale and then recovering from two games in a short period of time and not getting as much time to actually work on the training ground, I think that's going to end up helping you tonight if you're Atlanta United.
Yeah, I'm talking about some people we're missing. I know we've lost Jay Fortune. He's gone down for the season. The availability tonight for Derek Williams, we're going to see him tonight.
No, Williams is out.
Okay, Williams is out. I'm seeing Bartosz Schlees can't play either, right?
Yeah, he's suspended due to yellow cards, and that is where you really miss somebody like Jay Fortune, and a player that, we've gotten to know a lot over the years, seeing him rise from the academy into the second team and into the first team and then into a really key role in the first team over the past couple of seasons. I hate it for him. It was such a freak injury and a really bad foul in the Gold Cup where he gets dragged down, and it's kind of an awkward way that he lands on his foot, and you have to have surgery to repair the tendons in his foot. He'll come back strong. I mean, he's such a promising player, I think, for Atlanta United, for Trinidad and Tobago at the national team level as well. And he's such a grinding kind of player. He's had to battle a lot in his career already at a young age to get to where he is. And he keeps proving people wrong, and he keeps getting more and more time and getting more and more, I think, a bigger role within both the national team and Atlanta United. So he'll be back, but it's a big loss in a game like today where you're missing Schlees. So you're looking to Jay's fellow homegrown Will Riley, I think, is somebody who's going to have to play a key role. I don't know how many minutes you're going to be able to get out of Tristan Muyamba coming back into the group. I wouldn't expect him to be able to play 90. It's just, can he play enough to start, or does he come off the bench? And then you're looking at Mateusz Glik, who has battled injuries earlier in the year and I think is trying to get going and really be what we all hoped that he would be when he joined the team this season.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, tell us about this DC United team.
They are, honestly, they're not a great team. And like I mentioned, they're one-dimensional, where they're really built around Christian Benteke. It's a team that kind of feels stuck in between two ideas. They want to be a high-pressing, high-energy team, but their best player in Benteke doesn't necessarily fit into that. He's not that kind of a player. So how does, you know, how do they, Troy Lesane, their manager, how does he find a way to try to make it work? He's literally struggled to do that this season. They've dealt with injuries as well. Some key players that have been out for various periods of time. It's a team that hasn't necessarily found their personality because of that. Because when you're built around a guy like Benteke, who's so good in the air and so good with crosses, you've got to try to shape a team to serve him. But Troy Lesane wants this team to be a high-pressing team. Those things don't really align. So at times, DC can feel very disjointed. They can feel like a team that is struggling in that identity. You look at the last four games, they're 27th in the league in goals scored. They're 29th in the league in goals allowed. They're 25th in the league in expected goals. This is a team that, you know, sadly, Atlanta United's numbers aren't all that different from DC United, but I feel like Atlanta is closer to that identity of how they want to play. I think Ronnie Dyla is very defined in what he wants from this team. He just hasn't gotten consistent performances in that from the players on the pitch. I think DC is further away from what that identity and how they want to play is.
That is what we will watch and listen for this evening, Greg. That's what we'll watch and listen for, if they can get that consistency going. You know, we know this team has what it takes. It's just been able to put it together and bring it back week after week. And maybe, like you said, on the road, it's been good for this team. Maybe they get one here.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Teams, they'd rather go on the road, you know, certain times of the year, coming off injuries, things like that. You find it.
It takes the pressure off sometimes.
It does,
to be out on the road, you know? I mean, playing at home, you feel the responsibility, you feel the urgency at times. Going out on the road, you can just play. And these two games, these next two, these are critical for Atlanta United, with two teams that they should beat on the road. And if you get a little bit of momentum with a couple of road wins, you come back home for a few games in a row at home, season could look different quickly, but it really starts tonight.
All right, and then we talk to Jason next week, hopefully. These guys will be getting ready for Toronto.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Toronto, Toronto. So just listen, man. Travel safely. And, again, Thursday nights, you and Noel. Is it every night, every Thursday at 11 o'clock? Noel, I'm getting a thumbs up.
Every Thursday at 10, unless the Braves are at home, and then we're at 11. So, yes, 10 or 11. And you can catch the podcast edition on this very feed where – your show is, since we are the spinoff of this show.
Wow,
our
we got a spinoff
is right now with you guys.
Hang on. You have
a spinoff. We are a different world to your spinoff, to your show, yes.
That is the coolest thing I have heard since I've been in this building. I never even thought about it that way. I'm serious. That's like the best compliment, Sam, we have ever had.
Isn't that something?
Damn.
Yeah. Spun off another
spinoff.
But
not just as a spinoff, but the spinoff, but it's good.
Yeah.
You want the spinoff to be good. Sometimes you get the spinoff and you're like, why they do that? No, it's a spinoff that's good.
We got to take them to lunch.
All right now.
We got to take them to lunch. And he said it, they're actually possibly filming a spinoff, the latest version of A Different World. Remember I talked about the Debbie Allen project is being shot right now. Jason, you're the best, man. You are the absolute best, man. Thank you for that.
Nah, Noel's the best. I just ride along, that's all.
Well, both yous. We appreciate it as always, buddy. Listen, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank y'all.
I appreciate it.
I ain't think about that.
Yeah, man.
And when he said it like that, that's the best comment we can get. I love that. I'm feeling good. Hey, listen, before I get on out of here, this ain't really insignificant information, but it's pertinent information. We're going to mention it. Happened on this date. This is why this dude's the best. Ricky Henderson and the Oakland A's had a doubleheader. They're playing Cleveland. Ricky led off both games with a home run.
Wow.
That's all you need to say. Yeah. Greatest leadoff hitter of all time,
that's
period.
Him. That's what he did.
It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live and direct from South Carolina.
Yeah, well.
Sally Wagner, South Carolina. That is in Aiken County.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm about to get on YouTube.
Why?
Both of y'all.
Why?
Because you need to be ashamed. But let's bring this back.
No one's saying 803 Fresh. Douglas Furtick is actually his name, but he's from South. He's having trouble from South Carolina. Everybody got their big old fan. Some of them fans are ridiculously huge. Some of these folk have. They are like mammoth. They come out with them things look like condors flying. I'm like, how will you get that big old thing from?
Speaking of,
yeah,
on the Players Tribune, somehow they hooked up with State Farm Arena and got Alisha Gray a line dance coach.
Really?
So out there, there is video of Alisha Gray with her boots on the ground.
Well, she went to South Carolina. Did? So, I mean, I'm sure some folks are probably after it. Like, you went to South Carolina, you got to represent.
Let's make this official. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That is Noel, our producer, who is kind of like just part of the show anyway. And if you're just joining us and wondering why we're spending so much time on South Carolina, that's because Noel don't like nobody from there.
Wait a minute.
She didn't say that, man. Why are you doing that? You're going to get Noel in trouble.
No,
you're going to start a North Carolina, South Carolina war. That's what you're going to do.
So I asked you earlier. Actually, this is a Hootie and a Blowfish thing. This is really what happened. Their debut album came out today, so I asked her to play a song, Hold My Hand, from that album, and she looked like somebody put Brussels sprouts and liver in front of her nose. He turned everything
That's
up.
That's a combination.
How about that, right? And some
Curriculum
or whatever that. So anyway, she just doesn't like Hootie. And then it was like a certain kind of thing about South Carolina. We took it to the next thing. Then I asked y'all to name me some people from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And all you could come up with was the Fridge.
Refrigerated pair.
And who else? You should be ashamed of yourself. Let me tell you who's from South Carolina.
Reese threw a couple things at me.
James Brown.
Okay, yeah.
Born in South Carolina.
South Carolina. But I mean right across the river. Right across the river from
Chris Rock.
And he never claimed South Carolina. He always said Augusta.
Right. I'm like, yeah, I didn't say him because
he always says Augusta, Georgia. He never said, but you know, his house is in Beach Island, South Carolina, physically located.
Chadwick Boseman. Born in South Carolina. Who's that? Mary Louise Parker, Darius Rucker. We talk about Jeezy.
Okay.
South Carolina.
I tell you who else, Georgia Tech fans are hollering and screaming at us because their great quarterback Joe Hamilton from South Carolina.
John Mellencamp, so identified with Seymour, Indiana.
Indiana.
From South Carolina. And the probably right now you could make a case the best actress in show business, Viola Davis.
Okay.
From South Carolina. So right. I'm just saying.
Just say, yeah, that's,
yeah, that's a lot of people we slept there, on. There. A lot that's of people we there. Slept on there talking about South Carolina. Yeah. So I want to make sure I get all that.
Andy McDowell. I think some more folks from down there.
She's
from like Greenville, right?
Yeah. I think so. We could watch all day. Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray.
Yep. And St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, please, you just made Tracy's ears go up.
What?
That's one of the movies that she just loved. And it was filmed, of course, right down the street from where I used to run, you know, run around in Chicago. There's a place called Mother's.
Yep, okay, right. That was the place, right?
Which, unfortunately, is the reason why we know who Mr. T is.
Really?
Mr. T was a bouncer at Mother's.
Oh, that was the spot.
They had the baddest, that's how we know him. There was a contest, nationwide contest of the baddest bouncer in America. And Mr. T won it.
Okay.
And then that morphed that into, you know, first commercials around Chicagoland and nationally, and then he got on the A-team, and the rest is history. But he was a bouncer out there at Mother's on a North Chider.
Bamberg, South Carolina, Mookie Wilson.
Okay. See?
There we go.
I'm just saying.
South
Carolina's getting in. Lauren Hutton.
You mean that?
That's another actress. Mary Louise Parker.
Yep. Yep.
From South Carolina.
I like Mary Lee's Park. Look what I created. South Carolina, get in their flowers. See, look what I created.
You did. We get
Dallas listen. Cowboy great Charlie Waters.
After what you said earlier, I got nothing but love for you. Even more on top of everything else you said. Yeah. We got the best compliment, period. I mean, Rick Caffey could come in here, Mike Conte could say all sorts of things, and they have. But what she just said, and her and Jason Longshore, that their show was a spinoff of ours, was the nicest thing, and the thing that hit me more than anything I've ever done in this building.
Is that something?
From Dave FM to the casting call, the dude with the 7 movies from his car that he got from me, all of that.
Yeah, right.
More of set. That was nice.
Fantastic.
On top of which, if they were a spinoff like The Cosby Show in Different World, we'd be the executive producers, which means we'd keep getting paid. But we don't want to go there. What is a must-watch today, Mr. Crenshaw, that you got to see in sports?
I'm watching Wimbledon, and I want to watch Atlanta native Ben Shelton play later today. And man, that's what we're going to watch and see how that young man does, if he can continue his progression there at Wimbledon, representing the USA, representing Atlanta. Yeah, he also, unfortunately for some folks, represents the Florida Gators. That's where he went to school. We won't hold that against him. But we want to see him go out there and play well today at Wimbledon. Watch that. And also up in Chicago, they're going to have the Xfinity version of the Chicago Street Race coming up later on today around 4:30. And, of course, the Cup Series race is tomorrow. I don't think they're going to show us the Zac Brown concert.
No.
Zac Brown Band concert.
We could fly up there and catch him at Legends later on tonight. He won't be telling nobody he's going there.
You think he'll
This is how they do
there.
It, man. The musicians, the bands come there to Chicago, and then when they finish at night and they go out and they have their deep dish pizza or wherever they're going, they know, they are told, you want to play some more tonight? You want to jam with somebody? Because that's what musicians want to do, right? That's how they get better.
Yeah.
The more musicians you can play with, the different types of music. But you got to figure that Zac Brown ain't far from the blues that Buddy Guy put out as far as his love for that. And so he would love to sit in. Now, I don't know how many days that Buddy's out there now.
Yeah.
Go to Legends. There's a club that's there's a couple clubs that have been put together based on what Buddy Guy did with that place. Cabo Wabo Cantina, Sammy Hagar's place in Cabo San Lucas. Same thing.
Okay.
He performs out there, bands perform out there, but the instruments stay on stage until closing time. And if there's another band that's in town performing, y'all welcome to come here and jam. After you're done.
Okay.
That's what's been going on at Legends for decades. I got to see what's up with this Braves team. Come on, the Orioles. 1-10 first pitch. Got Bummer on the mound. I don't know who Dean Kramer is, pitcher for the Orioles. But you got to start getting some good news from these guys. And if they're going to do anything that remotely looks like they're ready and heading toward a wild card berth, they got to start turning this thing around. And hopefully before – you want to go into the All-Star break. I know people hate that because you get momentum. But give us a 3-4 game winning streak.
Yeah.
Going into the All-Star break.
And well, the schedule gets a little bit dicier after this. You're going to take off. You're going to go across the country and play the A's for three. Then you're going to play St. Louis and then the Yankees. So that's what's coming up.
You're back. Well, you're not supposed to lose to the Angels. You're not supposed to lose to the Orioles. So maybe going out there and playing some of these better teams on the road might be the remedy.
We'll see. You know, but that's what we got coming up. You know, so the main thing you want to do is take these final two games of this series. Let's win a series to go on the road, and that's what they need to do. Whatever cost, they need to go out and get these two wins today and tomorrow.
It is Sam and Greg. Got John Fricke coming up next. If you're just joining us, you know, we talk about a lot of things in the beginning of the show, things that happened this past week. That's, you know, we start off by either a story of the week or things that happened this past week that we didn't get a chance to talk about. But Mr. Crenshaw had something that has stayed with me throughout the show, and I couldn't wait. And he doesn't know I'm going to do this right now. But this is how he addressed his story of the week. Now, if you were in broadcasting, the first thing you think, especially if you've been in here for a minute, you thought, oh, that's an EBS test. You know, emergency broadcast system test to make sure everything's working. But
dial tone color bars.
Yeah. Nope, that wasn't what that was for. And for those of you who don't know, I just think that's funny. Sam?
Dawsonville pool rooms. The siren.
That's
what
it sounds like.
The siren up there at the Dawsonville pool room. Which way do you laugh about that?
No, because my question is what's the distance that you can hear that? Like 2 miles, 5 miles?
At the time that Chase Elliott won that race last week, which is late Saturday night, mm-hmm. you probably could hear that thing a long way. At the nighttime, nothing moving around, and all of a sudden that thing starts up.
And how long do they keep it buzzing for? I don't know.
I don't know how long it goes. It might have gone, it probably went longer than 30 seconds, I would think.
Now see, that would be a worry.
But why?
Because I would think there's like some kind of emergency going on. If you live around there, you do that now.
That's a little different from the one you have up there when the tornadoes come.
That's what I'm saying.
The tornado warning sounds a little different. It's probably a different tone. A little different tone from that. But if you're up there and you don't know any better, mm-hmm. you're like, something's coming.
That's what I'm saying. Right. But you got to know that.
But
everybody
I think
tell
most folk in Dawsonville know that. And they were probably watching the race. They were probably watching the race, and they would probably, you know.
Did they institute that from day one when Bill Elliott
started
winning?
Back in the Bill Elliott days. That's where they used to do that thing. So if you hear it, that means somebody named Elliott has won something, right?
Something.
Right, you know.
A race, a lottery ticket, something.
Hey, he's made it into the playoff. He's in there. And, of course, he does well on road courses. Maybe he does well this week. Could make it back-to-back as they're getting ready to run up in Chicago, the street race coming up today.
I want to make sure I get
coming up well, the Xfinity Series, the Cup Series race tomorrow.
Right.
Yep.
Want to make sure we get this one more time.
Something
you said there earlier. What'd I want to get Miles. No. Miles Murphy's skills camp.
Okay.
Make sure we get that out and let folks know about
that
it.
It's coming up next
he's
week.
Looking forward to him taking the stuffing out of Aaron Rodgers this year. But, of course, Hillgrove alum.
Yep, we enjoy talking with him, telling us about that and the fact that he's got so many players from Hillgrove that are currently playing in the National Football League, and a number of them will be there next weekend to have a camp for the young people there. Just some skills they're going to teach and have some fun. The Miles Murphy Skills Camp is coming up on the 13th from 1 until 4 p.m. at Hillgrove High School. He's got a number of former Hillgrove players who are now playing in the league that will be out there with him. Evan Ingram's one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, Jalen McCullough, Jalen Rivals, Royals of the Kansas City Chiefs. Just a number of players that they have out there. So they're going to have a good time. But that's something that a lot of our guys do. People talk about why the caliber of the players is so good in this area. Guys come back. You know, they come back and they go and work out with the guys who are currently there in high school, show them things and that nature. And then they have camps and clinics that allow the community to come out during this time because they're on the clock. They're on the clock. They got about two more good weeks before things get serious for them. So we appreciate all of our players who are playing in the NFL who are back home for some time, want to relax, be with family, some vacation time, downtime, but they also take the time to give back to the community. So we appreciate them.
We'll let you guys know about, once again, the job opportunities in front of the camera. You go to Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/castingcall, and you're going to see the list of job opportunities in front of the camera and how to find the jobs behind the camera. When we come back next week, Sam,
mm-hmm.
I will have been in a scene with a guy who was in Scandal and Scrubs and The Unit and Grey's Anatomy, Scott Foley. And he is in town doing a project new TV show called It's Not Like That. And your boy was blessed to be booked in that. And we are shooting it this week. And I will tell you what it's like and start promoting it.
Okay.
But again, that's just me. I'm trying to get the rest of y'all in some of these projects, including this dude who's about 3-4 feet away from me. Still working on it, man. Still working on it.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there.
For the rest of you, like I said, Mr. Freaky's up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your not only 4th of July, but today, this Saturday morning. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Make it a safe one. Sam and I will be back next Saturday from 8 until noon. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And thank you, Noel.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.